down, and we are going down. Cut ya, put ya is worse. Separation da baru enough. Our country's down, and we are going down. Separation da baru is worse. Cut ya, put ya is enough. The act of power leaders is everyday frustration. That's why the blessing of our land is washing away like erosion. Aye, yeah. In our country, anytime you sleep and wake up with the expectation of hearing good things is a different story. Things are going from back to worse every day. Our lives are depreciating rapidly. But all the pain and stress we are going through, our leaders are the causers. They are truly the cause of our separation. Because they are not up there to seek the interests of we the people. They are just impoverishing or ripping our nation, taking our resources to other countries and bank it there. Open the investment and buy shares. Then we the youth are left home unemployed. We the youth need empowerment, but our government don't even care about us. But Mr. Government, I want you to know that one of the functions of government in every nation is to provide employment facility for its people. But you are just perishing the life of we the poor people. You are killing us slowly. The life that you have made us live in now is miserable. Now see no standard of living. And the situation is going worse every day, that we the poor can no longer afford to live a good life. And they don't even care when the masses are crying. Anytime we talk about their selfish and corrupt act, Mr. President and his team will start running after our life, imprisoning, shooting and killing us. I still remember the killing of the innocent citizens in our land for their rights. May their soul rest in peace. Our government is becoming power drunk, and they are not a good example of democracy. But Mr. President, I want you to know that you and your gang cannot be stealing all that we have and left us with nothing. At the same time, you don't want us to talk about it. Our country's down, and we are going down. Cut ya, put ya is worse. Separation da baru enough. Our country's down, and we are going down. Separation da baru is worse. Cut ya, put ya is enough. Yeah. In our country, we the youth are not recognized by our leaders, when they are the one that's heavily impoverishing us. They are suppressing and depriving us, treating us like a fool. Sometimes when I'm alone, I feel like regretting my whole life. Guys of this age in another part of the world, with little effort, they are doing very well, living hopeful life. But in my own country, with all the too much effort, we are still here living hopeless life. The selfishness and corrupt act of our leaders is telling on us heavily. Our leaders are nothing but the devourers of the resources of our nation. They are so much corrupt that even the speech that they give on air, TV and radio station is corrupt. It's all about fraud and false impression. Corruption is chronic in the life of our leaders, so much in a way that I'm not even sure if this corruption will cure. Because the prescription medicine, which is the anti-corruption, is part and parcel of the corruption. So what we have now is corruption commission. Our country is economically drowning because there is no accountability in our country. Millions are missing in our ministries every day, no one to question. It is the tumor stealing of our country resources by our leaders that is leading our country into hostility. With all the resources we have, plus the donation that is coming in, but we the people are not seeing where our government is using all those money. Every work that you are seeing in our country is a loan. It's a very big debt that we have to pay. Even our grandchildren have to pay, and they will not finish it. But now question, Mr. Government, if our country have all this kind of debt to pay back, then what's wrong with our own resources that we have? Our leaders are stealing so much of our country resources in a way that even the World Bank can testify that we have so much debt to pay. Our country's down, and we are going down. Cut ya, put ya is worse. Separation da baru enough. Our country's down, and we are going down. Separation da baru is worse. Cut ya, put ya is enough. Yeah. Millions of we the youth that are perishing in the streets of our motherland, we don't deserve it. Some of us have qualifications, skills, strength and talent in different areas. But with all these skills and qualifications, we are still here suffering. It's really painful to us, the youth, because we already know that the resources alone we have in our country is even more than enough to take care of us. But our leaders are just enriching themselves, and we the majority are getting poorer every now and then. These niggas don't even have good intention for our country. To prove this, check all the resources that we have, including different type of minerals which they are mining every day, and compare the miserable life we are living, and then tell me now if we deserve separation. We never never deserve it. We supposed to live good life, but believe in me, all the contract they are signing, everything is going straight into their individual pocket. Nothing good is telling on us as a nation. All what we can get now is frustration and disaster. Large number of the institutions in our country has become biased. They are just dancing to the tune of bad governance instead of standing for the people. There is no right for the poor in the court of law. Those who are supposed to be in prison are the ones that are living luxurious life. Only the innocent ones are going to prison every day. To prove this, go to our prison and check all those who are stealing, destroying our economy heavily, which is leading the life of the majority into separation. And check if any one of them is there. All of them are out living luxurious life, chilling every day. Our country is down, and we are going down. Cutia putia is worse. Separation da baru enough. Our country is down, and we are going down. Separation da baru is worse. Cutia putia enough.